This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jack from Seattle is. Jack, are you there?
I'm here.
Jack, off air, you told me that you not only listened to the cheat sheet, but you wrote the answers down. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That is what I like to hear, Jack, because if you beat Migs today, I'm going to send you a Valentine from us all. And I know you want that so bad, don't you?
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Right? It would
be. You
get
a card. You get some cheap-ass candy.
Yes. What more could you want?
Nothing says love more than those cheap dollar store candies.
For real. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jack has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many presidents are on Mount Rushmore?
4.
Correct. Carpenter, black, and fire are all types of what insect?
Ants.
Yes. Grant Ellis is the current leading man for what reality TV show?
Bachelor.
You know it. How many Academy Awards did Alfred Hitchcock win for Best Director?
I wish it was 0.
Do you want to guess 0? It is. Yeah. What state banned margarine for 72 years to protect their dairy farmers?
Wisconsin.
Correct. What is the Spanish word for love?
Mi amor. Amor.
Amor, yes. What is the first name of Family Guy character Quagmire?
Jesus.
No.
Pass.
Holland is most famously known for what kind of flower?
Holland, the... poinsettia?
No.
I can see it, but I don't know.
Jack, you still got 6 correct, though. Hey, you know, that cheat sheet.
I beat him with 6 last time, so.
You're saying there's a chance.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There's definitely a chance.
And I feel like Steve is going to wish he was listening to the cheat sheet.
Yeah, there's some tricky ones on here.
There are. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many presidents are on Mount Rushmore?
4.
Oh, yes. Carpenter, black, and fire are all types of what insect?
Ants.
Yes. Grant Ellis is the current leading man for what reality TV show?
The Bachelor?
Wow. Yes.
I mean, what else would it be?
How many Academy Awards did Alfred Hitchcock win for Best Director? There are a lot of reality TV shows, sir.
Okay. How many what?
How many Academy Awards did Alfred Hitchcock win for Best Director?
1.
No.
0.
Yes! What state banned margarine for 72 years to protect their dairy farmers?
That would be Hawaii.
No.
Alaska.
No.
plexus.
No. What is the Spanish word for love?
Amor.
Oh, sí. Well, what is the first name of Family Guy character Quagmire?
Peter?
No.
Ryan?
No.
Steve?
No. Holland is most famously known for what kind of flower?
The Holland friendship flower.
No, but I love that.
A tulip?
Yes! Who played Cher in the 90s romantic comedy Clueless?
Alicia Silverstone.
Yes! Steve, you and your freaking guesses, man.
There were two real out of left field guesses that were correct. That's crazy.
And with that, you got 7 correct, which is a win. Barely 7-6. Sorry, Jack.
All right. It's not my friend. That's all right. We're 1-1 this year.
1-1 until we meet again, Jack.
Thought you would need to be listening to the cheat sheet for different reasons, because you knew The Bachelor and you knew that Alfred Hitchcock won Best Director 0 times.
I mean, I felt like that was an educated guess.
Which is shocking, but you didn't know.
That I'm educated?
Yes.
Yes. But you didn't know, which was also on the cheat sheet, what state banned margarine for 72 years to protect their dairy farmers? It was Wisconsin.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get that one right.
Yeah, that would be an educated guess.
That would have been.
Yeah.
The one you both
Not
got
Alaska.
Wrong. No. What is the first name of Family Guy character Quagmire? I don't know why I'm surprised no one knows this, but it's Glenn.
Glenn
Quagmire. Mm. Yes. Well, you still won because of your guesses, dude.
Thank
so
you.
So congrats.
Tulips
in the field, tulips in the park.
No.
But my favorite tulips are the tulips in the dark.
God, I
was waiting for you to say that.
You know, I was just,
just
on pins and needles, Steve.
You're like, the answer's tulips? Oh my God, the answer's tulips.
It's my time to shine. All week long, we are celebrating Valentine's Day by trashing your ex. Do you still have something that your ex gave to you? And are you willing to trash it on this radio show? 206-803-ROCK. Call in now, as you could win Disturbed tickets for their show at Climate Pledge Arena on May 5th. For example, yesterday we chatted with Michelle, and here is what she trashed.
I have a pair of 24-karat gold earrings.
And you are willing to destroy these for a shot at Disturbed tickets?
Yes.
Let's go.
Damn those earrings. That is what we call closure, Steve Miggs.
That's right.
Call in now if you want to trash something that your ex gave you for a shot at Disturbed tickets. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Kings of Leon.
The Daily Miggs Show.
All this week, we are celebrating Valentine's Day by trashing your ex. So if you still are holding on to something that your ex gave you and you're willing to part with it, you're willing to trash it on the air, you might just win Disturbed tickets this morning for their show at Climate Pledge Arena on May 5th.
We've had some good ones this week, but I feel like each day gets better.
It certainly has thus far. Let's chat with Gunner from Arlington.
Yes.
Gunner, what is the item Hi, you're enthusiastic today.
I'm fired up because up until now, we haven't had any dudes. Well, I was like, is it just a dude thing? We don't keep anything. We have no keepsakes that we're willing to trash, but we've got Gunner. Let's go.
Gunner, what do you have that your ex gave to you?
I got a really nice Michael Kors watch that I got for a birthday gift last year. And I keep asking myself why I'm still wearing it. Maybe because it's nice, but I'm ready to part ways with it for you guys. I listen to you guys every morning. Let's do this.
Oh, all right. Wow.
All right. Before we get some closure of this relationship. So you said you got it last year. So the relationship ended relatively recently.
Actually, today's the 11th, 12th, almost exactly 1 year ago.
Wow. Right before Valentine's Day.
Actually, right before my wedding.
Oh my God.
Oh, so this is an ex-wife.
Yeah. Ex-fiance.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, that's right. You were about to get married. And then, so did you call it a day or did she say, hey, no, I can't marry you?
No, there was some unforeseen circumstances that surfaced and she was on the short end of that stick. So I'm living my best life now, guys.
Well, happy to hear that.
Was there a certain another person's name that was the unforeseen circumstances?
Yes, there was, and it happened to be a very close friend of mine.
Ooh.
Wait, oh, so she... Oh, that's rough.
So this watch has to go.
Was this guy going to be one of your groomsmen?
Go.
Was it going to be... Was
it's
he going
to... No, so she was actually in her side of the wedding. He was a very close friend of both of ours, but she had a a bridesmaid back out last minute, and she asked him to be in it.
Wow.
Whoa. It was a very, very rough situation, let's just say that. But we came out of it golden.
And now things are good for you, though, right?
Things are great. Things are great.
Do you have any idea what the value of a Michael Kors watch might be?
It's got to be expensive.
This one's at least $500.
Oof. Okay. All right.
All right. So how
at
are
least,
you?
I would say so.
Gunnar, how are you going to trash this?
Well, I'm sitting here. I work in the construction industry, so I got a hammer here on my console with me. And see how hard I can get this thing to bust.
Okay, could you put the phone right by the watch, but not too close where you can accidentally hammer your phone? We don't want that to happen, unless she bought you the phone as well.
No, 1 second here. All right. Do you want me to put on speakerphone, or can I just put the speaker up to do it?
What? Yeah, put it on speakerphone.
All right, here, 1 second.
All right.
All right, guys.
Are we ready?
Here we go.
Yeah! Gunner!
How did that feel?
That felt great.
Was that a little bit of closure?
I think I got my closure, but that might have been the last little bit.
So now you got to box it up and send it to her.
Yes.
Now, Gunnar, out of curiosity, do you have a special someone in your life now that you'd be, open to taking to a Disturbed concert?
I actually don't have anyone special that I'm seeing at the moment, but I would love to take myself to a Disturbed concert.
Well, you're definitely doing that, but we're going to give you a pair so you can bring somebody, whether it be a homie or whether it be like a chick maybe you've been hollering at.
I got my best friend that'll want to come with me, JoJo. He's excited for this one. We go to all the shows together.
Let's go, JoJo. Right on, Gunnar. Well, thanks for trashing your ex with us this morning.
And congratulations.
Yeah, of course, guys. Thank you, guys.
Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
That just blew my mind that the guy his fiance was hooking up with was in her wedding party.
I mean, and I now kind of want to know how close it actually was to the wedding. Because, you've been married, that you've done the whole wedding thing. Yeah. How much goes into planning and how much you have to pay up front? I'm glad that watch is toast.
Yeah. That watch deserved that.
It really did. That was awesome. A company made their first ever Super Bowl commercial for $8 million, right? Was that the cost?
That was around the cost, yes.
$8 million. And they're already considering this to be possibly the worst Super Bowl commercial of all time.
That's it. Go big or go home.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Coffee Mate coughed up the $8 million for a Super Bowl commercial, their very first Super Bowl ad ever, and it ended up not going over that great with viewers.
I thought it was a little weird.
It was weird, but that's kind of what I expect.
I got a kick out of it, but it was very weird and very trippy.
This is the one where the man's tongue was singing, and it was voiced by Shania Twain. This tongue was doing, like, tricks in the air, and it was all about Coffee Mate's new cold foam. This is some of the audio.
Everybody now.
So that you said that was Shania Twain?
Apparently so.
I would have never guessed that. If you said who's singing, I'd be like, no idea.
A lot of people have had reactions about this on social media, Steve. Meg, that is one of the big game's most talked about commercials in history.
Which at the end of the day, isn't that what you're hoping to have happen? I don't know if that leads to me wanting to go try their cold foam, but it definitely got people talking about it.
So, of course, we're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments and we figured who better than to read these comments than a woman who's known for her mouth. Miley Cyrus. So we have robot Miley Cyrus reading the comments about cold foam. Was it Coffee Mate?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the first comment about the Coffee Mate commercial?
Let's go.
All right, here we are.
No joke. My roommate took acid during our Super Bowl party. And when this commercial came on, he said, I can't deal with this shit. He then went into his room and didn't come out until midnight. LOL.
LOL.
People are just going a little more willy-nilly with, like, you know, hallucinogenics. What is that? Microdosing.
Yeah.
I feel like he might have done a little bit more than maybe macrodosing.
Sounds like it.
That would be the worth between that and then, you know, the eyebrow commercial.
There was some weird stuff happening.
And the mustache commercial.
And then the weird, the cowboy hat babies.
The tubi.
It was so weird.
And let's not forget, then you have a seal that seal.
I mean, maybe they're marketing to people who have taken hallucinogenics.
Yeah. Or this is a cautionary tale on why you shouldn't take hallucinogenics. Yeah, I would have went into my bedroom and never came out. Probably for a week.
Who sits in these board meetings and says, yup, that's it. This represents our brand and will get people to buy our products?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to get people to buy the product, but it's definitely getting people to talk about a product that I would have never talked about.
In that regard, money well spent.
Yeah, 100%. I think they're high-fiving each other right now.
Yeah.
With their tongues.
Ew.
Okay, that was weird. Sorry.
This made that seal commercial seem normal.
Yeah, it kind of did. It definitely did. That might be my favorite of all the commercials.
I mean, that was one that we all previewed leading up to the Super Bowl, but I laughed twice as hard when it actually came on. I was so excited.
Something hits a little bit different when it's on TV and you know it's happening during the Super Bowl when there's like hundreds of millions of people watching across the world.
Seriously, what the f***? The Super Bowl sucked. The halftime show sucked. And the commercials sucked. Just wait until next year. Chiefs Kingdom is coming for your ass.
I think that person needs to go outside and touch grass.
Sounds like the guy I got stuck in an elevator with earlier this morning.
Oh, no.
Telling me all about everything he didn't like.
Just a grumpy old curmudgeon.
And I'm just like, am I supposed to fist bump you now? Like, I got to go back to my job. Deuces.
This is f***ing disgusting. You should have at least used a female. Maybe then I'd buy your sh**. What in the f*** were you thinking?
Okay, that might be the creepiest comment of them all.
A little fragile over a male tongue.
If it was a girl's tongue, I'd buy all of your products. Oh, please don't ever do that again. I think I'm going to go back to talking to that guy in the elevator.
Oh, God.
Shame on you, Coffee Mate. I now have the weirdest b***er.
Oh, my God. Honestly,
the comments were unhinged.
I want to go get a can of this stuff because it looks like whipped cream and you just spray it on your coffee.
Bring some in. I did my job for the show. I got the Postios. I got the Post Malone cookies, the Oreo cookies.
Okay.
It's your turn. Bring in the coffee foam.
I'm in.
Can we use it as shaving cream as well?
I'm sure it would work for that as well. Did Nike decide to celebrate the Eagles' Super Bowl win with a commercial trolling Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs' quarterback? We're going to tell you what's trending after Everlast.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just waking up You're getting started with your day. You're trying to keep up on the world of pop culture, and there's so much happening around us that can be a difficult task. So we're here to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Is Nike trolling Patrick Mahomes in this new ad in which they are celebrating Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl having that awesome championship win? For years now, people say that Patrick Mahomes sounds like Kermit the Frog. Here yes. is a little sample of that.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
It is giving Kermit, for sure.
I know there's been, when he was a little bit younger, I think his voice is settled a little bit more. It's still a little bit like Kermit, but I mean, there are moments where he does kind of have the Kermit the Frog kind of voice going.
So now this new Nike ad celebrating the Eagles' big victory is set to the Muppet song, It's Not Easy Being Green, sung by Kermit the Frog.
This isn't a coincidence.
This is the ad. It shows the Eagles going through tough times and then becoming the champs with the firework and the confetti. And in the caption, Nike wrote, "It's good being green." Here is the audio.
It's not that easy being green when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold.
Oh.
Or something much more colorful like that.
I definitely think they're having some fun. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just a happy
coincidence.
But I mean, I think they're trolling.
I think they are too.
Why not?
That's bold.
That's fun. Did you happen to see on social media it's been trending and being shared? Like nowadays, like we have this stupid AI software where we can get like these bad versions of celebrity voices, mm-hmm. and they're typically very obvious. But there is software out there that not only will make so many sound like a celebrity, but also the video will also, like, the mouth will move. So somebody used AI to have Patrick Mahomes do a press conference after the game, but he's saying stuff that Patrick Mahomes would never say. But you watching this, and it's like, there are moments where you're like, okay, obviously this is not real, but we're getting closer and closer to where, like, the video and the audio will be so smooth that you'll have to, like, fact check every single thing that comes out. So here's robot Patrick Mahomes giving a press conference after losing the Super Bowl.
I'm a choker. I'm a trash can. Jalen Hurts absolutely destroyed me tonight. The Eagles O-line needs to practice safe sacks. You know, you can't just pound me raw all night. And the refs did not get the memo over the week. They usually help me out a lot. And Travis Kelce was too worried about fixing his hair the whole game, trying to look cute for Taylor Swift. He went ghost when I needed him most. And I'm going to announce a ban tonight. Taylor Swift can no longer attend my games. This girl just brings my aura points down. Travis, take her wherever you want, but just don't bring her to my games.
That is creepy.
That's so
funny. How spot on.
I don't even know what aura points means, but that part killed me.
Oh.
Hey, Post Malone continues to prove whether or not you like his music. I'm not a huge fan of his music, although I do love when he covers Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently for Record Store Day, him and Travis Barker are going to do Nirvana covers and put
That's
it out,
cool.
which I'm excited to see. I don't hate his music. It's fine, but he just seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
And he left a massive tip while in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, where he's at a bar. He dropped $2,000 as a tip. The crazy part is, at one point, it didn't even look like the bartender was going to be able to get the tip because they thought it was fraud. Square, you know, the company Square Readers and all that. We're like, I don't know if that's a legit thing. Eventually, they were able to get it approved, and the bartender got the money, and here they are talking about getting tipped by Post Malone $2,000.
Post Malone walked through the door, went straight to the bathroom, as most people do in New Orleans, straight to the bathroom, came back and sat down, and I kind of really recognized who it was. And he ordered a couple Bud Lights. So the tab was $25, and then as he was leaving, he signed his credit card receipt and tipped me $2,000. Cried a little bit, went outside, hugged him, thanked him. He was super kind.
How awesome is that?
When I worked at the car wash, I'd get fired up for a $10 tip.
When I used to work at a grocery store, sometimes you know you would bring like something heavy to like an old person's car and help them put it in the car. I worked at there was a place called Ames. It was just like a Fred Meyer, but in upstate New York. And every once in a while, like, I'd help bring a TV into somebody's car and like, can we tip you? And I'm like, no, we're not allowed to take tips because we were told specifically don't take tips. And then the person would say, oh, come on, I want to give you $20. I'm like, will you keep it between you and me? And they're like, absolutely. And so I would just take the $20.
You slide it into my waistband?
Put it in my pocket. Just look like you're hugging me. Just slide it into my pocket, please.
President Trump has signed an executive order encouraging the use of plastic straws over paper ones. These are his comments as he was signing it.
Going back to plastic straws, these things don't work. I've had them many times, and
On occasion, they break, they explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes.
Okay, is he describing straws or my high school love life?
They explode. If something's hot, they don't last very long, like a matter of minutes. Sometimes a matter of seconds. It's a
ridiculous situation. That's me in college, too.
I like they say high school and college. Is it not you now?
Yeah, okay, fine. It's just I'm just, you know, I didn't say it wasn't now. I just said it was then.
This is just who you are, Steve. Yes. Embrace it.
They explode.
When has a straw exploded?
And not in my experience, but you guys shame me for using glass straws, so.
Well, I think Sarah and I might be the bad guys in this situation because we're both very pro-plastic straws.
Dude, I'm pro-glass straws.
No, they're so much work.
I don't have with the glass straws. You know why?
They explode.
Could you imagine if a glass straw exploded in your drink?
You know what?
Or in your eye?
Right?
All of my experience with glass straw usage, I've never had an explosion.
Yet?
Yet.
Yeah, yet. Meanwhile, the plastic straws are just fine. Don't even get me going on the paper straws.
Don't even.
Especially if you're like drinking something warm.
Or even cold. They just disintegrate. It's Where do they go?
I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't want something soggy paper with my Diet Cola.
I sure don't.
Yeah.
They explode.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve? We have one more opportunity for you to prove that to us this morning. He has a record of 44 wins, 24 losses, and 10 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.